I'm here in Belfast this morning and I'm talking to Sister Ida Wolfe, a Louis sister here in Belfast. Tell me, you were born in 1915, so you must be a nun for many, many years now.
Since 1937.
My. And so, coming from Atay and your... a niece of Con Colbert.
Yes.
Now, your mother was his sister.
Yes.
And her first name was?
Catherine.
And tell me about your mother, Catherine. Was she in many ways like Con, or was she...
I cannot tell you very much, except that the family went to live in Dublin eventually after the mother probably had died. The mother had died young. And the family found themselves in Dublin. They lived in Rinalea. But my mother, I think, was the eldest. And she looked after the others. So Con lived with her in Rinalea. And
when the family home...
Then,
yes.
Then, of course... she would have met my father there. My father, well, you see, is a chemist, and he was studying in Dublin, and he worked in Dublin for a while, and of course they met, and that's how they got married in Dublin.
That's right. Yes.
Then I understand that my father's father was very anxious that he would come back to Limerick.
Was your father any way involved in the in the rising or in the aftermath?
He would have been young. He wasn't involved in the rising. I never heard that he had anything to do with the rising. You see, I heard very little of the politics of those days. The only thing he would have been involved in a bit in the Black and Tan time.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you see, it mentions there that during the troubled period of 1916, the Wolfes were a marked family by the British forces. And I remember my mother telling her that was Mr. Wolfe being dragged.
Yeah,
during the Black and Tan time, he was on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gave false information about him, and he was on the run. All during the Black and Tan time. And our house was wrecked